The Associated Press is reporting that the Obama administration is considering changes to its deportation policies so that longtime undocumented residents of the U.S. who have no criminal records could be shielded from deportation. This comes at a time when many Hispanics are calling President Obama the deporter in chief. For more on this, we're joined by Enrique Acevedo, anchor at Univision News. He's with us from Miami. Enrique, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy. Happy to be back.
Well, tell us more about what kinds of changes are being proposed to the deportation policies.
It's basically this. Since President Obama took office, only 20% of over 2 million deportation cases, or around 2 million deportation cases, involve people convicted of serious crimes. So two-thirds of the nearly 2 million deported involve people who have committed minor infractions or no crimes at all. That's what they want to change, and that's what they want to focus on.
And why? Why are they doing this now?
Well, they are looking for a more humane approach towards immigrations after activists have pressured the White House to do this. You know, for a while, people have blamed Republicans for not committing to long-term changes in our immigration system, and they're right to do so. I mean, Republicans in the House have deliberately blocked any long-term and much-needed changes to our immigration system. And Latinos are going to remember that in the polls, make no mistake about it. But now they're also asking President Obama to have a more humane approach towards deportation. This brutal enforcement of current policies that have separated hundreds of thousands of families and, you know, cost a lot to communities, to Latino communities around the country.
But if he does that, if he takes what you're calling a more humane approach, doesn't he kill any chance of getting immigration reform passed? Which, of course, yes, it doesn't look good right now for advocates of the Senate bill that did pass in the Senate getting through the House. But there's still some chance, isn't there?
Well, there's a small chance between now and the midterm elections in November. But, you know, it doesn't look like the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, is going to bring it to a vote in the House. So, you know, if we weren't able to pass immigration reform in the last 5 years when Democrats had control of Congress, when the Senate passed the bill, it doesn't look like it's going to be the case in the next 3 months. Still, the White House and President Obama say they believe that this is possible. And activists and immigration groups, like I said, also want that to happen.
You recently spotlighted a 82-year-old grandfather named Jose Guadalupe Ramos, who is living across the border in Tijuana, Mexico, after being deported. Is he the kind of immigrant who would be able to stay in the U.S. or come back to the U.S. under the policy changes that are being talked about?
Exactly that type of immigrant is what we talk about when we call for a more humane approach on immigration. I mean, we have to understand where these people come from. We have to understand in some cases, they've been here for decades. They have children or grandchildren who were born in the U.S. They've never committed a crime. They're just model citizens in every way we want to look at it. So the criminalization of immigrant communities in the country has escalated at unprecedented rates, Jeremy. Just according to the Pew Hispanic Center, the increase in unlawful reentry convictions alone accounts for almost half of the growth in the total number of offenders sentenced in federal courts during the last decades. That's more than twice as much as federal convictions related to drug offenses in the same period. And we're already changing our drug policy because we don't want as many people, you know, behind bars because of drug possession, for example. Like a damaged dam, our broken immigration system is slowly collapsing before the eyes of politicians, both Republicans and Democrats, who have not yet felt the cost of doing nothing.
We're speaking with Univision anchor Enrique Acevedo. And Enrique, you know there is another side to this. People who believe that everything you're saying is wrong, and they think we're being too easy as a nation on immigrants who have come into the country illegally. What about what we're hearing from Republicans like Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, who has actually proposed an amendment that would ban all undocumented immigrants from ever earning citizenship?
Well, we hear arguments like, for example, border security. Let's talk about the facts on border security. We have 21,000 armed federal agents at the border with drones, with state-of-the-art equipment, with all-terrain vehicles, helicopters, boats, whatever. They stand next to a 700-mile wall. And the only other place on Earth where we have such a presence at a border is the border between North and South Korea. And we're talking about a country here that we regard as a friend, at least that's what President Obama has called Mexico. You know, we are complying with the law, but we're not doing it in a way that's helping our country, and that's, you know, understanding why this is happening as an economic phenomenon, immigration, I mean. So when people like Ted Cruz talk about taking a harder stand on immigration, I would just ask Senator Ted Cruz, why is he not given the same opportunity that his parents were given when they came to this country? So America is no longer a country where immigrants are welcome, it seems, at least not those who make the journey from down south.
Well, why do you think, given all of those things that you brought up, that nothing has been done, that there wasn't a real push in both parties to pass immigration reform, especially after the last election, when a lot of the political wisdom coming out of it was that Republicans needed to get behind this bill on comprehensive immigration reform?
Well, you know, under my logic, it doesn't make any sense that Republicans are not on board for passing immigration reform. But that has been the case. I guess you have to point to the fact that there are not immediate incentives for Republicans, especially for House Republicans, to pass immigration reform, because in most of their districts, the Hispanic population is not going to determine the outcome of an election. But if they want to go back and win the White House, it's not going to happen until they get the Latino vote. So, like we said many times, the road to the White House goes through El Barrio. Now, it's important also to point to Democrats and the White House and President Obama, because he promised to have immigration reform passed. And he has, you know, tried to do so in Congress, not when he had control, not when Democrats had control of Congress, but since he has tried to do that. And the Senate passed the bill. But I would argue that both Republicans and the White House are equally responsible for the status quo at this point.
Really? You think, but Republicans and the White House, because the White House has, of course, come out and said, we want immigration reform.
They've said that, and they're behind immigration reform, but they, you know, they're also brutally enforcing current deportation policies. And it's very important to understand this, Jeremy. For Hispanics, and this is, again, according to the Pew Hispanic Center, on immigration policy, deportation relief is seen as more important than a pathway to citizenship. Everyone understands that with immigration reform, they might be able to, you know, forget about deportations and to have a, you know, a legal status. But at this point, they don't really care about becoming citizens. They want to be able to work. They want to be able to contribute and not live in fear.
Enrique, do you agree with the term deporter-in-chief that's been used to describe President Obama?
Well, deporter-in-chief or champion-in-chief of immigration reform, it's all rhetoric, and it's not going to help solve the lives of 11 million undocumented immigrants who are already here, Jeremy. That's the truth. I believe that President Obama has the opportunity to fix things for Hispanics in terms of deportations, but it's also a reality that no matter what, his reputation has been tarnished because of deportations.
Enrique Acevedo is an anchor with Univision News. Enrique, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.